Podcasting in HD for the best listening experience. This is CIWVFM at 98.3 FM HD1. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Wait, 98.3, that is BPM and a tune called Seriously? And also in there, Stormy from the Classics 4. It's not a stormy day, it's just a little cooler than expected. 13 degrees in downtown Vancouver. Let's warm things up here with Cool Whip. This is Amorosa on the Wave.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da
Smith, and he is right over the moon. Also in there, Cool Whip from Amorosa. Great music for a Thursday afternoon. It's pretty much exactly as forecast, although a degree or two cooler. The forecast high today was 16. So far, we're at 13, looking closer to 14 than anywhere else, but it's unlikely we're going to hit the forecast high. Now, tomorrow, it's going to be a damp morning, and then we're looking at afternoon clearing with a high eventually of 15 tomorrow. A mix of sun and cloud for Saturday and Sunday, with highs both days in the mid-teens.
Join Wave 98.3 as we come together to support ALS research in honor of our dear friend and radio colleague, Julie Brown. Julie has been a beloved voice on Vancouver airwaves for decades. Now, she's facing her toughest challenge, a battle with ALS. On Friday, October 11th, Wave 98.3's Tara Jean and Sterling Fox host Project Hope, a fundraiser for ALS. It's an unforgettable night of music featuring performances by the Hot Mamas, Jim Burns, Dee Daniels, Doug and the Slugs, Clifton Murray of the Tenors, and many more. Let's rally together for Julie and ALS research. Visit the concert section at wave983.fm to get your tickets today for Project Hope, supporting the fight against ALS. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Transform your future with Kwantlen Polytechnic University, where the impossible becomes possible. Choose from over 140 programs in arts, business, design, health, science, and trades. Gain career-focused skills from industry-experienced faculty and turn your passion into a profession. Discover co-ops, practicums, and paid internships in select programs and graduate with real-world experience. Kwantlen Polytechnic University, where thought meets action. Learn more at kpu.ca.
Get ready to kick back and soak up the vibes, because Craft Beer Week is back for more laid-back fun, November 1st to November 15th. Take part in 2 weeks of easygoing celebration, highlighting craft breweries around the North Shore. And on November 15th, cap off the festivities with a wrap-up party at the Pipe Shop. Get your tickets early. Grab your friends and mark your calendars for Craft Beer Week, November 1st to November 15th on Vancouver's North Shore. Enjoy responsibly. Must be legal drinking age.
You know what's really strange about craft breweries these days is the uptick in demand for non-alcoholic beer. I had a conversation with a craft brewery owner a couple of weeks ago, and we talked about this because, of course, it's in the news because it's Oktoberfest. And in many Oktoberfest gatherings, there are more and more, especially younger drinkers, saying, I'll have a pint of non-alcoholic beer. And, of course, if there's that kind of demand, one must supply in order to, well, fill the cash register. So I asked about craft breweries and what kind of cost does this represent to switch over or to add a line of non-alcoholic brewing to your current mix. And he said it's not cheap. It's not something you just don't flick a couple of switches and go, oh, okay, there you go, zero beer. It's not that easy at all. But, you know, we have a really vibrant craft brewery industry here in BC. And my guess is these people are going to pivot. There's a good pandemic word. They're going to pivot and just meet that demand head on. But it does represent quite a challenge to them. Of course, quality control is an important part of the job. Always looking for volunteers on that side of things. Here's Joe Plass. He's headed down Coastline Drive this afternoon. Wave 98.3.
Hello, Vancouver. Thanks for taking us along for the drive. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
98.3 for the love of you. Great song from Candy Dulfer. Also in there, Lenny Kravitz. It Ain't Over Till It's Over. And Coastline Drive. Joe Plass started that set off. It is 3:30 on the west coast of Canada on this Thursday afternoon. 13 degrees downtown. And the great music continues with memories from Sade. And this is The Sweetest Taboo. Wave 98.3.
Summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long, We sang a song, and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind. Like painted kites, those days and nights, they went flying by. The world was new beneath the blue umbrella sky. Dance after then, a piper man, one day it called to you. I lost you, I lost you to the summer wind. The autumn wind and the winter winds, they have come and gone. And still the days, those lonely days, they go on and on. Guess who sighs his lullabies through nights that never end. My fickle friend, the summer wind, warm summer wind, the summer wind. The summer wind.
Wave 98.3.
Sax Pack, and they are falling for you. Also in their Matt Dusk reimagining Frank Sinatra's Summer Wind and The Sweetest Taboo from Sade. Great music for a Thursday afternoon. Rush hour truly underway. The early stages already with backups heading down the cut to the ironworkers around Lonsdale right now. Their counterflow is in, heading to the Massey Tunnel. There is a problem on the Portman Bridge eastbound in the right lane. Expect delays backing up into Coquitlam before the bridge, and a problem in South Surrey at 24th and 152nd. Aside from that, things beginning to build. We'll keep an eye on the rush hour and keep you up to date.
I am proud of my promotion.
Needs more shoes.
I earned it.
And business suits.
It is a big deal for our family.
Renovators.
I like the people I'll be working with.
Restaurants.
I still need a lot before I get started.
Carly's, hair salon, and luggage.
I know our kids are so proud of me.
Jewelry engraver.
It was my idea to put our company on the radio.
Promotion deserved. Be where anyone who needs you can meet you. Be on the radio. Your customers are already here.
Looking to upgrade your style and catch two amazing shows? Rex Cox Menswear in downtown Mission has you covered. You could win a $125 gift card to spend at Rex Cox Menswear and a pair of tickets to two amazing tributes. Feeling All Right, Joe Cocker, and Truly Tina, Tina Turner, October 19th at the Clark Theater in Mission. It's simple. Text COX to 604-909-9983. You are entered to win. Refresh your wardrobe and enjoy a night of great music.
Highly unlikely we're going to reach our forecast high of 16 degrees today. Sunset, by the way, scheduled for 6:45 last night was just dynamite. A few clouds, sometimes that really works. So keep your cast your eyes west at 6:45 and see what they've got in store for us tonight. 13 downtown right now. And from last summer, here's Swing Out Sister, Incomplete Without You, on the way.
Incomplete. Where's the mercy? Where's compassion? Where's the giving? What are we gonna do? The choice is up to you to care. There's no time to waste. Don't procrastinate. Let's share.
She no longer loves me. Ooh, ooh, ooh. She never be
Wave 98.3 is CIWV-FM at 98.3 FM, Vancouver. Available on mobile devices and online at wave98.3.fm.
Good afternoon. It is 4 o'clock. And here's what's making waves. Most Canadians support boosting old age security benefits by 10% for seniors aged 65 to 74, according to a new Nanos research poll. The poll says more than 3 in 4 Canadians support or somewhat support the increase, with strong support across the country and across gender and age groups. The push to increase OAS is one of two key demands from the Bloc Québécois to the minority Liberal government. The Bloc has given the government until October 29th to help enact a pair of private members' bills, one of which proposes a 10% increase to OAS for seniors 65 to 74, or risk an election before the new year. The government House leader wouldn't rule out the Liberals are still trying to find a path forward with the Bloc, saying we're open to good ideas. However, the Liberals, among many others, have expressed concerns about the cost of a potential program expansion, estimated to be $16 billion over 5 years. And one day after we told you new crane safety regulations came into effect in BC, there's been another load drop at the Oak Ridge construction site. This is the same site where a worker was killed earlier this year. This latest incident happened around 2:15 yesterday near 41st and Ash. A photo shows a bundle of pipes that appeared to have been dropped onto a fence at the bottom of the site, narrowly missing traffic. And TransLink confirmed its trolley wires were also damaged. No injuries have been reported. The construction company that operates the site confirmed that building material being lifted by a crane fell to a secure and unoccupied space to the ground. The City of Vancouver and WorkSafe BC have confirmed they too are aware of this incident. In sports, there's only one wild card game left, and that's about to take place in Milwaukee with the New York Mets and the Milwaukee Brewers tied at one. Whitecaps lost last night 3-0 to Seattle. They are on the road in Minnesota this Saturday afternoon, our time. BC Lions getting ready to host the Calgary Stampeders. Both teams in desperate need of a win. It should be an excellent game tomorrow, 7 o'clock at BC Place. And right across the street, hockey action will take place at Rogers Arena as the Vancouver Canucks will have their final preseason game against Connor McDavid and the Edmonton Oilers. And yes, JT Miller is expected to dress for the first time for Vancouver. And the Thursday night NFL game, Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Atlanta Falcons. Wave weather, mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower overnight and a low of 10. Rain tomorrow in the first half of the day, and then a chance of afternoon clearing with a high of 15. A mix of sun and cloud for both Saturday and Sunday, with highs both days in the mid-teens. And right now, well, it's a mix of sun and cloud. The cloud's starting to creep in a little bit more, though. 13 in downtown Vancouver.